All right, it's the Ox here, just enjoying no traffic on the roads. It's holiday time and kicking back, having a few frothies. Marco and I are back on the 24th of January. Last year was a ripping year. We had some great highlights. We also had some highlights that actually they were probably lowlights, to be honest. But one of them was Marco. He's not very tech savvy. He sent a text message to somebody that we can't name for legal purposes that he wished he hadn't, and then he did the most amazing thing you get out of that text message that he sent. You'll have to have a listen to it because it probably makes more sense when you do, because it was one of the funniest things he's ever told me. And if you happen to know who that person was, it'd even make you laugh even more. Thanks to ENS Trading for their great support. We're back on January the 24th. Just remember to share the pod with a friend. Even if it's not a friend, maybe just stalk someone and flick them a pod every time you hear it. That'd be much appreciated. We'll catch you on the 24th.
G'day, boys. Darren, the banker here. That's a B, not a W. Let's get going, boys. Couple of blokes, couple of beers. Enjoy.
You ready to go?
Yeah. Have we pushed play?
Where are you going?
I've got a function. I do have a function on.
Do you know why I know something's going on?
Because I brushed my hair?
No, the way you smell.
Oh, thank
you. What do you got on?
Thank you.
What's going on?
Well, it's funny you say that because
what are you wearing?
I've just changed.
What do you mean you just changed?
Because, you know, I've just moved house recently.
Yeah.
I was digging through some old cupboards and I found an old bottle of Fahrenheit.
Did you have some left in it?
A little, like about three sprays.
Righto.
And I thought today I need to get a big deal across
the line.
So
that's what it is.
So I got Fahrenheit on.
It smells, it's got such a clean smell.
Look, I don't want to be a hero, but when I walked in here today...
Last week was enough, mate, honestly.
I know. When I walked in here today, the girls, I'm not saying they got... Their knees didn't buckle.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you now, they got shaky.
There was a twinkle. Did you see a twinkle?
I saw a twinkle.
You're kidding
Fahrenheit,
me.
For those that have ever experienced Fahrenheit, it is one of those aromas that never leaves you.
Yeah.
It is a very powerful aroma that takes women to places they've never been before.
Jeez.
And even blokes, you've just commented on it. You said something before, gee, someone smells good in here. I just didn't want to let the cat out of the bag. I had some go-tos in the early days.
Go on.
So Fahrenheit became a go-to about 25, 26.
Yeah, right.
But when I was 18, it was Youp.
Yeah.
It was always Youp.
There's a lot of Youp.
All right, so Youp. Youp was really, really powerful.
It's a dopey-sounding name,
then,
though, isn't it?
Then I had a girlfriend, and she put me onto a thing called Passion.
Yeah.
Now, Passion was, I think, by Elizabeth Taylor.
Something like that.
And that was pretty powerful. Yeah. Like that went. But the world changed. As soon as Cool Water hit the market.
Cool Water?
Cool Water took you to levels. And my son to this day pinches my Cool Water. It is a fragrance that has never died. Well, what have you used?
No, I'm an Izzy Miyake. When I was searching for the twinkle.
Yep.
All right.
When you were playing golf right around the
when
world.
When I was playing golf around the
you
world.
You land in Canada.
And I was lonely.
Yes.
Bloody lonely. You're
very lonely
out there
traveling.
By myself, 21 years old.
Yes.
So totally lonely.
Yes, yep.
Sometimes you needed to see the twinkle.
Yep.
If I was, you know.
Izzy Miyake was the man.
If I'd missed the cut, you know, shot a couple of 75s, feeling sorry for myself. I'd go back to the hotel room.
Lather yourself in Izzy.
I'd wash my face.
Yeah, yeah.
Put some instant rock star into my hair.
Oh, so, wow.
Did you use Brill Cream?
No. There's stuff called instant rock star.
Yeah, it's just rock hard.
I'm telling you.
Really?
Instant rock star is one of the greatest names of product in the history of the world.
I've never seen instant rock star.
Because you would just, as soon as you unwound the can.
Yep.
Of instant rock star.
You felt like
it was game on.
Yeah, you felt like an instant rock star.
That was step one.
Okay.
So step one, instant rock star goes on.
Step two.
Step two, put the facial cream on.
Yeah, beautiful.
Step three was go to the almighty twinkler. Right. And that is Izzy Miyake.
Izzy Miyake.
When I got the Izzy Miyake on, And I'd be out and I would spray so much on it. So you have to make sure it can't just last until you get out the hotel room door. That's no good.
No.
It's got to last until you get into that nightclub.
So you're putting it on three times as thick as what you would do with AeroGuard.
I wasn't going to put it in my back pocket.
No.
Right? That's a
good,
no-no.
Clever.
That's a no-no.
Because girls, what they do is they take the little bottle, put it in the handbag or the purse and give themselves
that's
a spray
so,
in the loo during the night.
So smart. Here's an idea.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Would you, so let's say Izumiaki back in the day cost like $80 for a bottle.
Yep.
You know, the big bottle.
Yep.
I'd pay $10 for something that was a quarter of the size.
Okay, I got an idea.
Something like that. And that could just be in your front pocket.
Even
and then
better.
We go, tss, all right, and away
not,
we go.
Even not a better one. What about if you had a little satchel in your phone cover that you could fill up with a bit of thing and then you just go, shh.
Yes.
And you give it a spray.
It's a good idea.
How good is that for an idea?
So you got, like, that is genius.
And we don't need to use as much now because there's no smoke. Because you used to have
that's
to
right.
fight Benson
that's
Hedges
right.
and Alpine
right.
and all the other smoking smells that were going around.
That's it. But see, that was the thing. I was never any good early in the night. It probably, the Izumiaki stench scared them off.
Scared them off.
But the longer the night went.
Once you get the Mix Allens, the Allen and the Izumiaki,
yes.
so you got Mizzy Miyake. You got the Mizzy Miyake mix.
Little twinkles everywhere. Everywhere I turned. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. It was unbelievable.
What's twinkle? Is it like it's a euphemism for something, right?
It's in the eye.
It's when you look at a girl,
and,
a young lady.
And she's had a sniff.
Right. And you say, gee, you look nice tonight.
Oh, gotcha.
Just all right. What's that you're wearing? It's a beautiful handbag. And they'd look at you.
It's very smooth.
And you would see the twinkle in their eye.
Ah.
That's the twinkle.
Right, okay.
And once you see the twinkle, it's game on.
The twinkle is a rare thing.
That's the true art of going out when you're single, is identifying
the twinkle.
That's right.
So from there, just recently, rest in peace. Now, I'm being serious now.
Rest in peace what?
Rest in peace, Shane Warne.
Why are we getting on the Shane?
Because I got Shane Warne aftershave.
Oh, that's right. Apparently it's good.
And I'm wearing it. And I don't want to use it because...
Oh, you're wearing it. That's why...
No, I'm not wearing it now, but I do wear it regularly. I don't want to waste it. I don't want to waste it because Warney's... I don't know if they wouldn't have buried him with Warney.
Is it like art? Maybe it's got to be $1,000 a bottle.
I don't know. But I actually like the Shane Warne aftershave.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, now, I think it only sold for $40 at Chemist Warehouse.
I've only heard good things.
But I love it. It bowls them over.
There's a slogan. Slogan.
Slogan alert.
Bowls them over every
time. God, you're good at it.
How come he didn't use that? It'll bowl them over.
You weren't on his team, mate. That's why.
See,
if it had Shane Warne, was it 23?
23.
23. And then at the bottom, it just bowls them over.
See,
I mean, honestly.
You're just going to buy it, aren't you?
Oh, of course you would.
You're just going to buy it.
Excuse me. I just had an idea.
All right.
I just had an idea.
You just used manners.
Yeah, I know.
Excuse me. It's like at a restaurant ordering extra fries.
Has Liz Hurley got the best female voice in the history of this planet? I reckon she does.
It's better than Jackie Lambie.
Yeah, Jack's got to work on her voice. It's a fraction.
Yeah,
of
Liz Hurley's got a beautiful voice.
God, it's a gorgeous voice.
In Austin Powers,
everything she's done.
Mr. Powers, my job is to acclimatise you to the 90s. You know, a lot's changed since 1967.
No doubt, love, but as long as people are still having promiscuous sex with many anonymous partners without protection, while at the same time experimenting with mind-expanding drugs in a consequence-free environment, I'll be sound as a pound.
How good is that?
I like that scene where they've got the... where they're both nude and they're putting things up and they've got the telephone and they're having a drink and all. It's very clever.
Can I ask you?
Very clever.
What's the movie that you've watched the most?
Dumb Dumber.
You've watched Dumb and Dumber more than any other movie in your entire life.
Jeez, look at the butt on there.
Yeah. He must work out.
I've watched it at least 30 times. At least 30
times. Hang on a second. You get home from training, say. Yeah, you get home at 2:00, you sit on the couch, you flick around, there's nothing on TV.
Put Dumb Dumber on.
I'll whack Dumb and Dumber
on. Dumb. And my favourite scene is where he's just traded the car for the motorbike and he comes back on this little scooter and he goes, just when I didn't think you'd do anything more stupid, you go out and goddamn redeem yourself. they ride the bike up to the Rocky Mountain. Oh, I'm just thinking, oh, it's so funny.
It's a great movie.
It is just line after line after line.
I watched Dumb and Dumber. I must have been in a shocking mood or drunk or I don't know what was going on, but I haven't bothered to watch it again.
Oh, no.
I bet it's one of those movies that the more you watch it,
yeah,
the funnier it gets.
It is. It's just dumb comedy.
Yeah. No, well, I'd say Caddyshack was the one. And I remember watching it as a kid. It wasn't bad. But the more I watched that stupid show, the more I giggle.
Yeah, I can't park my car, get my bags, and put on some weight, will you?
I get no respect. No respect. My wife, she likes to talk to me during sex. Last week, she called me from Chicago. He was one of the greatest ever.
He was very good.
And if you love it, if you're on Twitter and you love it, if you love it, just follow, there's a Rodney Dangerfield. You know, he's dead, obviously.
But all the gags.
It just keeps on coming. There's just more and more. They roll through. It's genius.
Now, speaking of Shane Warne.
Yes.
We had Ricky Ponting, who was going to come on the show. Yeah, now, in between speaking about him last time, he's bought a $20 million house in Toorak.
Yep.
That was cash out of his club box.
Apparently, he's turning the tennis court out the back into cricket nets for his son.
He is not.
That's what I've heard. Bowling machine, the whole lot.
Do you remember, I told you this story.
Yes.
And there was a very famous club president of a footy club, AFL club, I won't mention his name, who had a beautiful house down there. He had a tennis court.
Right.
And he loved his tennis.
Right.
But the tennis court was on rollers.
What do you mean?
The tennis court could move directions so you weren't serving into the sun.
Oh, come on.
I swear to God.
How much would that cost to get that in
there? That's wealth. That is wealth.
So it must have been.
How does that even work? It just rolls. They can move it.
Slightly. So you don't have to serve
into
the
sun.
So when you're serving.
That's wealth. Oh, that's wealth. That is serious wealth.
That is crazy town wealth.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Hang on.
Go back to Ricky Ponting.
There you go.
Are we going to get him on?
Yes, we are.
You said you were going to get him on.
Yes, we are.
And there's a common trend here. All right.
Hang on a second. We got Gaze on last week.
Oh, honestly. Gazy would go to the opening of a fridge.
Yeah, that's right.
So seriously, it's not hard. It's not hard to get Gazy to talk to us. But to get Ricky Ponting, who was the captain of Australia, who loves his mates.
Yes, he does.
Who loves his golf.
Yes.
It shouldn't be that hard. Yet it's been nearly 2 months.
Why are we going to get him on again?
Just to have a chat.
No. It's because the show's name was Couple of Blokes, Couple of Beers. Someone sent in some feedback saying, hang on, guys, not everyone drinks beer. I drink wine. And we said, we'll get Ricky on because he's got a wine. Yeah, well, I can try. I'm not going to try. We can't call him again. Not in the podcast.
We can do it live.
Can we? Oh, is he in Australia?
Oh, is he IPL? Is he IPL on?
He might be IPL.
He might be the Rajasthan Rajas. Royals.
No, he won't take my call.
No, he might. Oh, you That'll gave do. Up early.
That'll do. No.
You gave mate, up real
you,
early.
You know as well as I do, when you're in a position to take your mate's call, it's two rings. Otherwise, something's on.
Two?
Something's happening. If you're looking at it, yeah, I'll talk to Ox. Yeah, I'll talk to Mark. Yeah, I'll talk to Ricky.
Have you ever seen it where you actually see someone and they've been over there and you ring them and they look at it and they put it in their pocket and they take the call?
Mate, I've done that and you follow up with a text message and you just let them rip.
Yep.
You let them have it.
Actually.
Every bad word under the sun, you just go whack.
Can I? And we're not going to mention names here.
Yeah, go on.
But Mark has got the funniest phone story.
Oh.
I think in the history of phone stories.
Yeah.
After the break, Marco, I want you to tell us about.
Yes. I don't know how I'm going to do it without names, but I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Message regret.
It was message regret and then message salvation.
Yes, and then how I got back. How
it was unbelievable.
I turned it around.
So after the break, Marco is going to tell us how to dig a hole,
wow,
fall in it, and then get the bloody hell out.
Righto.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're having a couple of beers with a couple of blokes. This is Ox and Marco. And when you get a sec, we'd love you to subscribe and rate the podcast.
All right, Marco, we're going to get to your story in a moment. But okay. we've been lucky enough to get somebody on the line that knows a fair bit about a fair bit of stuff.
What?
Now, that is a big rap, isn't
it? Wow. Who is it?
His name's Trev. G'day, Trev.
Oh, it's Trev.
Good morning, gents. How
what
are
do you do? What do you do, Trev, just so we can call you something? Trev the what?
Yeah, corporate advisory work.
Trev the advisor. Right.
No, all right. Now,
okay, that'll good.
Now, Trev, we were just talking about cologne. Now, I'm not sure of your age bracket, but going out to nightclubs in the 80s and 90s, yeah. Cologne was a big part of the repertoire that you needed to smell pretty good. Did you have a cologne of choice?
I've always worn cologne. One of my dad's tips was always smell nice to the ladies, so I've sort of taken that on board.
Well done, Dad. Well done, Dad.
Yeah, I think back in the day it might have been Youp as well.
Oh,
but I heard you guys talk about it the other day, and I've actually still got a bottle.
Of
I don't
Youp?
Know where I got it from, but of Youp, yeah. And it's actually advertised all around here. I don't know whether WA is just a bit behind the times, but it's still advertised on the bus shelters. I saw it the other day.
Are you joking?
Well, what's WA about? 12 years behind. A little bit behind.
It's 2011, I believe.
So did you grow up in WA or did you grow up in Vic?
No, I grew up in WA.
Okay, so left bank would have been the left bank and the cot?
Yes, cot was a Sunday session.
What about the Leaderville Hotel?
The Leaderville Hotel, yeah, that was always a big one. And then right next door was the hippie club.
I did have a little bit of luck one night at the post office.
Yes, with Sergio Garcia.
With Sergio Garcia. I didn't want to say too much, but I did get a handball that night.
I wasn't
giving out handballs. Sergio, I've never seen a man with more pizzazz and more twinkle. He knew the twinkle.
He saw twinkle. Hey, tell me this, Trev. Ox had this brilliant idea. So we're talking about cologne. You know how the girls, they go to the toilet and they've got the tiny little colognes in their purse and they spray a little bit on when they go to the loo and they come out and they're fresh as a daisy. What about if there was some kind of contraption, you know, like maybe so little eye drops or the little thing that you were talking about before in your wallet,
or in your phone case.
And you could just fill it full of Youp. And just, you know,
give it a spray.
Give yourself a little spray on the way out so that wash off your face as soon as you walked out the hotel room door.
Give the reapplication. That's a good idea.
The reapplication.
Except no one uses wallets anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, no, you'll have to be your phone case.
Yeah. Well, you do.
That's right.
Yeah, Ox is the only bloke in the world, mate. He uses cash and he uses a wallet. Ridiculous.
Trev, thanks for joining us, mate. Keep up the Youp. Don't use it all at once.
Thanks for listening.
Very, very important. And thanks for listening.
Yeah, love the show, boys. Thanks.
All right, Marco, I want to get to this story.
Oh.
I was dry, and I'll never forget this story.
Message and regret.
Now, we're not going to say the person's name.
No, we can't.
We don't need to, but you understand the gist. I'm driving down the Monash Freeway.
Yep.
And I was just near Warragul Road, yep. And I get a text message from you.
No, it was a phone call.
No, it was a text message first.
What?
You sent the text message first to me, and your text message was, you're not going to believe what I just did.
And then I called. Okay. Right. So every once in a while, I'll get a phone call from the PGA of Australia, because what happens in this crazy world is there are sports people who, when they turn 50, think that they can hang with their golf game on the Champions Tour here in Australia, the Legends Tour. All right?
And it's really hard.
So you actually can't do it. You've got to be really good to shoot and make some money on our little Legends circuit here in Australia. But the PGA of Australia would give me a call every once in a while and other members and say, listen, so-and-so wants to turn pro. He's 50 years old. Is he okay? Now, when another professional asks you about somebody and he asks, is he okay? That means, does he cheat?
Ah.
The reason they ask that question, I know, in professional golf, cheating's not cheating. Cheating is stealing. If you cheat in professional golf, you're stealing money from other professional golfers. Mm. And that's why in the professional game, we hate it.
You can't cheat.
You cannot, you just can't do it. Anyway, Wayne Grady calls me and goes, is he okay? I go, yep, he's okay. All right, because Grades know that I was helping him a
little bit. This bloke you're talking about.
Yep, I was helping him a little bit. I was giving him lessons here and there. Anyway, he turns pro, and I'm getting phone calls going, mate, is this bloke okay or not? I'm going, yeah, he's okay. So I know something's up. Like, I know something is going on. And I'm not on, you know, I'm only about 40 years old at this stage. I'm nowhere near this bloody legend circuit. I don't know what's going on. I just hope everybody gets along as everyone's friends, right?
And you vouched for this guy.
I have vouched for him. Wayne Grady has vouched for him. We've all vouched for him. So my reputation's on the line, right? Word gets back to me. Now, this particular person, somebody was watching the pros, because there's a question mark
watched.
Over this
He's
bloke.
He's being watched.
Now, everybody is watching. So there's a pro behind this fella, and this guy was just about to hit off on the par three, so Tim was watching. Tim saw a big hook. And it didn't go in the trees. The big hook went into bushes.
20 metres from the green.
Miles away from the green. They all go down there. They're looking for the ball. This pro ex-sportsman's gone, don't worry, guys, I'll go back to the tee. He goes back to the tee via the hole. And he goes, hey, guys, you're not going to believe it. It's in the hole.
Ugh.
Right? Tim is watching this all take place. And all these guys come over and they're all giving high fives. He's picking it up and... So there's no way. If it's trees, yes, it could have hit a tree, but not these bushes. These are the bushes that swallow your golf ball and you'll never see it again, right? Never, ever again. So now it's on, right? So now everyone's talking behind this bloke's back. Word is just everywhere that this bloke, this legend of Australian sport.
That you've just vouched for.
And Wayne Grady is a complete cheat. Anyway. They're playing a tournament at Richmond Golf Club and this guy has signed his card for rounds of 72 and 73. He happened to be playing with the captain of the club. Now, what this bloke used to do and how he was able to cheat is that he would turn up on the first tee and he would look at his playing partners because you don't play with other pros in the legend circuit. You play with amateurs. It's pro-ams. So what happens was he'd walk on the front tee, he goes, hey, everybody, give us your card. I'll mark the cards for everyone today. These guys looking up at this hero of Australian sport would go, yeah, all right, no worries. You can mark my card. Fantastic. So for these two rounds at Richmond Golf Club, the 72-73, he signs cards, everyone's happy, off they go. He was playing with the captain of Richmond Golf Club. Richmond Golf Club captain has a look up on the board 2 days later because it's up there. And he sees 72, 73, and he knows that he shot 81, 82. Mm. He knows it. He's been watching every shot. He's the captain of the club. He's called the PGA of Australia and gone, your man's a cheat, and he's never coming back. So now it's completely on. Word gets back to me that he has been thrown out of the PGA. It's done. So I'm getting all these phone calls, and there's a bloke I know who hates his guts. This bloke. There's a bloke I know.
He's a really good sportsman.
There's a bloke I know. So I go, beautiful. I'm going to send him a text message. So I send this text message beautifully crafted. You're not going to believe this. So-and-so's been caught cheating. He's been done for a hole in one. He shot 72, 73. But the captain of the Richmond Golf Club knows he shot 81, 82.
What a cheating effing.
Oh. Bang.
Oh, my gosh.
The big one. Right? The big one. Send. Anyway,
This bloke, guess who he sent it to?
This bloke was also in my phone, and because I had his name in my head, I didn't send it to my friend. I sent it to him.
He sent it to him.
I sent it to him. So now I've noticed it.
Now, you can't get out of this, can you?
I'm in big trouble.
Can't get out of it. But wait.
I'm gone. Anyway.
But wait.
Light bulb goes off in my head. Follow-up message. Hey, buddy, I just received this text message about you. This can't be right.
And he responded, No, mate, not me.
They're telling stories. It's all going to be ironed out soon.
My goodness, mate.
Oh, wow.
You know that feeling where you're just white.
We've all done that, haven't we?
You're just white. Oh, mate.
And then he rang me, and I'll never forget. He goes, you know, I've just told him about this. I've sent him this text message. And then I thought, that is the greatest escape. That is seriously the best. Yeah. Tell me, buddy, it's not you.
Yeah.
Tell me it's not true. I've just received this. Tell me it's not true.
Tell me it's not so.
Ridiculous. Nothing better than digging yourself out of trouble.
Hey, if you've got a story like that, get in touch with us on the socials. We'd love to hear your message regret story.
There'll be marriages broken up because of the old dog and bone.
Any kind of message regret story? Welcome.
We want
a couple of blokes, couple of beers. We'd love to hear it.
Hello. Oh, we've got another caller on here.
Yeah,
and his name's Kev. G'day, Kev.
Ox, how are you?
Oh, going well. Going well. Big show today. We've got covering off all the big topics. Yeah. Your favourite cologne, Kev?
I go back a while, so could be. I don't know. What was the other one? Old Spice?
Old Spice. You sound like an Old Spicer type. A bit of brute as well, I reckon.
I'll go in the bat here. I reckon Old Spice was underrated.
Good. It was really good.
It was actually very appropriate for most days.
And the other thing we wanted to mention?
Message regret. Have you ever sent a message to somebody by accident and regretted it straight away?
I, not that long ago actually, went to send a WhatsApp chat to my nephews.
Yes.
And I accidentally sent it to my sister, and very inappropriate.
I'm glad
she's got a broad mind. No, it was just an inappropriate joke.
Okay. How'd you get out of it? Did you get out of it at all, or could you have, you know?
I didn't mention it and haven't mentioned it since.
Oh, smart.
Silence. Don't ask for forgiveness if you don't have to.
Now, we've been talking about ways to get out of things. You've got a little special about a car park in the shopping centres.
I have. I've only just found out this one myself. You go to your shopping centre and, you know, you go in to park your car, you press the button, you get your ticket out.
Yeah.
On the way out, sometimes you might be, you know, behind about, you know, mum and her four kids looking for a couple of dollars to go into the pay the ticket machine.
Yes.
Well, you can bypass it, jump straight in your car. When you get to the boom gates, there's a tap and go on the boom gate and bang, away you go.
What do you mean? You don't have to pay.
Oh, no, you've got to pay.
No, you pay, but you don't have to pay at the machine. You pay at the boom gate.
Oh.
That's it, yeah.
So everybody thinks they have to pay at the big machine.
So you just put the card in and then you can just tap and go.
When's that been? How long's that been going on for?
I've only just found out about it in the last month, so I don't know whether it's been going on for a while, but yeah.
If you don't have tap and go, can you put your card in?
I don't know that one.
No, it's a great hat, Kevy.
Hey, Kevy, you're a champion of the people, mate. You're just making life so much easier for so many.
You're a giver.
No worries, boys. Good to speak to you.
Good on you, Kev.
Marco, what I want to do, and this podcast is about making life easier for our listeners.
Of course it is.
And hacks like that are doing, that is civil selfishness right there. You are helping.
Selflessness.
That is civil selflessness. That is civil.
Don't even bother.
That is civil.
That's helping people out.
How many beers you had?
Bloody helping a lot of people out.
Yeah, that's right.
So I want to do more of that. I want to do some more life hacks to help people out.
If you've got a life hack or if you've got a way of streamlining life, just get in touch with us on our socials.
Perfect.
We'll get you on.
Great.
Perfect.
All right. All right. Spin the wheel. All right, Marco, it's come up as a dad joke.
Oh, it's always a dad joke when it comes up with me. Bloody hell.
Well, you are a dad and you like to tell jokes.
I played our wedding video backwards yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, it really cheered me up. to see how I take the ring off my wife's finger, get out of the church and go drinking with my best friends.
Oh, my God. Not bad.
Well, I'll tell you what, aside from anything else, that was a great-smelling show from Auction Marco. Colognes everywhere. If you've got a cologne that you think is an absolute ripper that the boys didn't mention, let them know on the socials. And after Marco's story of sending a text message to the wrong person, if you have any accidental text message stories, let us know and we'll get you on the show. By the way, thanks to Trev, the corporate advisor from Perth, for being part of the show today, and also to Kev for calling up with his shopping centre hack. That's a ripper, Kev. Nice work. If you've got a life hack to make life a bit easier for the Couple of Blokes, Couple of Beers family, share them on the socials or message Ox and Marco. So, where are we at with homework? Marco has promised Ricky Ponting and not delivered yet. Ox is still tracking down Heather Mackay, and they both want to get Rodney Rood and Kevin Bloody Wilson on the show. Well, there's a bit of work to do there, boys. The Couple of Blokes, Couple of Beers podcast is executive produced by Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media, and sound design is by Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com.